You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
Myself.
Not Mrs. Jones. Well, I can't imagine such a thing.
Well, I was there and I actually saw her. She washed that lovely rayon slip with the same soap she used for her dirtiest kitchen towels.
Not really.
Yes. In fact, she used this New Does for everything in her wash.
New Does? Mm-hmm. What kind of soap is that?
It's a new kind of granulated soap. Procter & Gamble's putting it out. And Mrs. Jones says this New does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, right down to rayon undies.
Well, I never. Well, what did her clothes look like when she hung them out?
Well, I must say everything looked all right. Her rayon slips were soft and nice. The work shirts were bright and clean. And her towels, well, they were just dazzling white.
Say, I guess Mrs. Jones isn't so dumb. If Does can do all that, well, why are we still using those old-fashioned soaps?
Yes, why put up with old-fashioned granulated soaps when New Does is here? It brings you real whiteness, plus extra safety for your rayons and nicer colored washables. In fact, you'll get lots more wear out of those colored things by using this new kind of soap. Because with Does, their colors stay bright and wearable far longer than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And you know, this extra color care is important in wartime when such clothes will be hard to replace. Yet you can count on this same Does to get your towels and linens really white. Honestly, you've never seen whiter washes. And there's no hard scrubbing either. Actually, no soap made gets clothes white easier than Does. Just try it. You'll see Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Look for Does, D-U-Z, today. It does everything in your wash. And now the Goldbergs. No one has mentioned the word love yet. No one even seems to think that's the right kind of word to use. But Sammy is obviously being driven into some kind of profound relation with Emma. This pretty but curiously motivated girl, whom Molly befriended and gave a job, has steadily tried to attract Sammy. At first, he despised her. But the hayride, which is going on tonight, gave him his first concrete opportunity to show what his feelings were. And Sammy invited Emma. He insisted on taking her, even when Mikey pretended to be ill and gave Sammy an excuse not to go. And when Mikey warned Sammy and questioned him, Sammy sullenly insisted on going ahead. Then Mikey went along too, taking Rosie, of course. Meanwhile, Molly and David are taking their ease at home. And the big moon is shining outside, and somewhere the hay wagon is rolling along the country road.
Take a cab, David, dear?
Yes, I'm taking. Where's Jake?
He's snoozing a little bit.
It's so early.
It's not so early, darling. It's not so early.
You play, David. You play.
Yeah, let me see. Let me see, what have I to play here?
You see, David, darling?
What?
See what a gentleman Sammy is to take Emma. He didn't want to take him on the hayride, but he took her. You can depend on Sammy to do the right thing.
Well, whose son is Sammy?
Play, David, dear.
Yeah. Sammy is a gentleman.
Is it so?
You play.
I play. Let me see what I got here. Sammy's a wonderful boy. He has a temper, only.
No, Jake hasn't got a temper. How far does the apple fall from the tree?
No, so what's a temper?
Yeah. You play.
I know, darling. Let me see. And what's the matter with Mikey? Mikey's not a wonderful boy.
Tell me, what does Rosie say about Mikey?
Rosalie don't have to say, David. I can see without saying.
Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
Jane.
Oh, you're Jane, really, David? We don't schneid me, David.
Mark.
Oh, look what I, David, look what I got. 4. 4 and 8 is what? 4 and 8 is 12. And 7. 19. And 19. And 20. And 30. 39. Should I make tea?
One more game and we'll have tea and then we'll expire.
I'll wait up for the children till they'll come back.
If Emma meets Mary Foote's brother-in-law in the hayride tonight...
Well, if she'll meet Mary Foote's brother-in-law in the hayride, so what? Yeah. Huh, David? Oh, if Mary Foote's brother-in-law sees Emma, he'll like her, you think, huh?
Well, she should like him the way he'll like her, and all would be well.
What do you mean, all would be well?
I mean, if he likes her and she likes him, all would be well.
Boy, I would like to see Emma married, David.
You are not the only one.
Who else?
Sammy.
Why Sammy?
Jane.
Why Sammy, David?
Jane.
I dream of Rosie with the light
We have to make one more stop for Mary Foote's place. They're picking up her brother-in-law.
Oh, we know.
That's a little of my mother's maneuvering, Mikey.
Is it?
Uh-huh. She wants to get Emma a husband.
Did she take it up with Emma yet?
Oh, I don't know.
We can use a little more hay down
here. Oh, yeah.
Look out, Rosie. Come on, Rosie. Sit down. Oh, Sammy.
Yeah.
Let's go over where Sammy is, Rosie.
Well, how can we, Mikey? We'll have to step over everybody.
That's all right. Come on. Excuse me, will you? Come on.
Excuse me?
Hey, look out, Rosie. Hey, I'm sorry. Gee, I couldn't help it.
Excuse me.
Come on. All right. Hang on, Rosie. Look out for my arm now. That's it.
Oh.
Okay, here we are.
Emma.
Come on, push over and make room for us, will you?
Wait.
That's it.
All right, man. Having fun, Emma?
Wonderful. I'm counting all the stars.
Oh.
Comfortable, Rosie?
Uh-huh.
That's it. Come on.
Mikey?
Bruce Hanley, I think.
Oh, that's right. This is Mary Foote's house.
Oh, Bruce!
Oh, Bruce!
Hello, Mary Foote!
Bruce didn't have a girl, so he has his own.
Oh,
that's a big
girl.
Why is it too bad?
Emma? I'm Emma. But can you stand up?
Oh, come on, stand up, Emma.
Stand up, Mary.
Not
Emma.
Don't fall.
Let me put my flashlight on you 1 minute.
Sit down, Emma. Let's go. What's the idea?
Come on, let's go.
Come on. Sit down, Emma. You're four.
Oh, I'm all right.
Hey, Rosie. Hey, listen, what's the idea? Where are you going, Emma?
Where are you going, Emma?
Hey, Emma. Watch out. You're stepping all over me. Oh, excuse me.
Hey, Emma, what's up? You're on my floor.
Sorry.
Oh, there.
here, away from them. Are you all right, Sammy?
Yeah.
Did that woman want to see me?
I don't know.
Who is Blue Fanley?
Her brother-in-law. My mother thinks he'd make a good husband for you.
I don't want a husband.
Comfortable, Anna?
I'm cold.
Oh. Well, you want my coat?
No.
Huh?
Darling. Yeah. That's better.
Emma. Emma. Darling.
Sammy!
Don't answer, Sammy. Don't answer.
The wagon rolls on, and the laughter dies down, and the moon shines with its serene splendor, and the whole night has conspired to trap Sammy's feelings, and he likes it. You know, if I were conducting a kitchen quiz, I'd ask you this. Are you using a halfway soap for dishes? You are if it's a bar soap, because it doesn't have real speed. Or if you use a tough granulated soap, it's short on kindness for your hands. So I say forget such halfway soaps and change to New Does. Yes, at last here's a new kind of granulated soap that goes all the way for dishes. You know, New does everything in your wash. And believe me, it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness for your hands. In fact, not one of the four other leading granulated soaps can give your hands this extra gentle care. Just notice how nice and soft they feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet see how fast this same Does cuts grease. No soap made can beat it for speed. So let Does bring your dishwashing up today. Try it today. You can tell by the suds just how different it is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. The hayride is going to have more than one consequence, as we shall see. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.